Genesis 41, 44, and 45 says, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah." There are various ways that you'll hear that name pronounced, but the important thing is that you take note of the fact that Joseph, the son of Jacob, was given an Egyptian name. I had noticed Joseph's name and discussed it numerous times as I read through the Bible each year and as it came up during Bible studies. And we had fun letting the kids and the adults try to pronounce it. If you break it down, it's pretty simple. Zaphnath-Paaneah. That's pretty simple for a six-syllable word. My full name, all three of my names, first, middle, and last together, only has one more syllable. But maybe because I was distracted by the fact it sounded funny and had six syllables, and maybe also because this is the only place I find the name used in the Bible, I missed a very important type in the life of Jesus found in the life of Joseph until sometime later after I began reading the Bible. But then I noted this fact. Joseph was given a new name, Zaphnath-Paaneah. And what are we told about Jesus? Philippians 2:9 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." So before Jesus entered the world, and Egypt is a type of the world, Joseph entered Egypt, Jesus entered the world, Joseph was given a new name. Jesus, prior to entering the world, was known as the Word in John 1:1. And his name wasn't ever plainly stated in the Old Testament. But in Matthew 1:21, his name is revealed, and we read, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And we're told that this is a fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14, as it's quoted in Matthew 1:23. But what is amazing is that we're told that when Jesus returns, he has another name. We read in Revelation 3:12, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Now, many commentators will claim that this is not a new name for Jesus, but is simply the same thing we read in Revelation 2:17, where to him that overcometh, it says, it will be given a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. We're going to receive a new name. But I checked the received Greek text from which our King James is translated, and even in doing that, it clearly confirms that Revelation 2:17, the believer will be given a name, while Revelation 3:12 specifically tells us that Jesus will write what he calls my name that is new. And then there is Revelation 19:12, which tells us that at the return of Jesus, at the end of the tribulation, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a new name written that no man knew but he himself. We don't know what that name is right now. It's crystal clear and undeniable. When Jesus returns, we will see a new name for Jesus. And it's one that up to that point, we do not and cannot know. I'm sure it won't be Zaphnath-Paaneah, because we know that name. But do you know what that name Zaphnath-Paaneah means? There is some disagreement, but one side pretty much says it means revealer of secrets, as in like the book of Revelation. But others say it means savior of the world. Either way, it's an amazing thing to learn that Joseph received a new name like Jesus does. And Joseph's new name connects him to Jesus, the revealer and the savior of the world. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's Ephesians 1:17, and it's all about Jesus.